Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the General Hospital recap for April 25th through 29th. And okay, we're going to do a quick, because I'm obsessed with this now. Somebody else had a better picture. Fritz.
Okay.
Okay. So still can't read a ton of it.
Right.
It definitely says, I have a cat named Ziggy. He's my best friend under About Me.
Right.
It says, I still can't see what the first thing says. I moved out east for college and I never looked back.
Okay.
Number three says, I lost a bet with my best friend and he made me make a profile. Please date me so I can delete it. And then looking for a way off this membership service.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Someone who will co-parent Ziggy. He's my best friend. This man is obsessed with this cat.
He is. I'm kind of thinking maybe that Obrecht is right. This cat addiction is not, or obsession is not okay.
And then it says, I'm not totally sure. Someone who is willing to feel things out, I guess. And it very, 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 very clearly says, you don't do not try to murder me. Murder or, and then the hand is covering, but we know that said steal from me. So. But I just thought that was funny that I lost a bet. Please date me so I can delete it. I thought that was fun.
That's an expensive dating site to have to go on as a bet.
I know. Well, hopefully the friend paid and then that's.
I hope so.
Yep.
It's a lot of money if not.
Mm-mm-mm. So I was listening to My Favorite Murder this week and they shared that they forgot to even record for the first 10 minutes of their show. And I'm like, oh, that's just like our interview with Kathleen, where we were still wearing our mics. However, for some reason I had actually unplugged them from the computer and I don't remember why, but we were about 15 minutes in when I realized this. So if you're listening to the interview with Kathleen, that's why.
Everybody makes mistakes.
And I thought of a fun new thing that we could do in addition to seeing cast members in other roles. When the show is mentioned in other shows.
Oh,
yeah. So how many times people will make reference to like Luke and Laura or something like that, you know?
That will be fun.
Because I have now watched Schitt's Creek easily a dozen times the whole way through. Mm-hmm. Moira Rose is a soap actress.
Yes.
Season 4, episode 5, RIP Moira Rose. She says, well, we will have to think of something after all my fans have endured, because it's when she's talking to Stevie about announcing that she's alive. She didn't die, you know, like a soap. No, I can't let them see me like this. It would kill Sir Tony Geary.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep.
I've also watched that show and no.
Yep. I happened to hear Tony Geary and I'm like, wait, what? Because I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
A lot of what she says is
nonsense.
Jumble. So you kind of, I don't zone her out, but you
right
don't. Alexis is the one who really name drops all the different.
Right.
But yeah, so Tony Geary was mentioned on Schitt's Creek and I verified it by going online and was like, okay, did I hear this correctly? And there's a whole website dedicated to all of the celebrities named in the show and which episodes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's fun too. See, all those websites make me feel normal because I'm like, look, if someone else dedicated a website to all the celebrity references in Schitt's Creek.
Okay.
Yes. But I think that'd be fun too. So that like has General Hospital or something similar. So like in Friends, hands down the best, I guess, reference to a soap ever, in my opinion, is Joey Tribbiani being part of Days of Our Lives.
Mm-hmm.
Because they do have sometimes the actual actors and actresses from Days of Our Lives as part of it, because if he were actually on the show,
right, he'd hang out with them.
He'd be with them. And then they have people who were not on the show, whatever. But when Joey goes to the Soap Awards, they have, you know, he's up against, I think it was Jeremy Wheeler from General Hospital.
Oh, okay.
You know, so something like that.
Sorry, I still don't know all my Friends episodes.
Why not?
Sorry.
So Hulu's back to short headlines.
Oh, that's not good because I didn't do it this week. All I have is Friday because that was easy.
You were supposed to replace Hulu headlines,
I know,
too.
I know. I'm sorry. I was busy watching a whole bunch of Asian Quarter that I didn't go back and write the names. But I have one for Friday because Friday is Weeping Willow.
Oh.
See, I like their names that I can play with.
Yes.
All right. So what other Hulu headline?
All right. So Monday is Willow finds a visitor at her door. Just Sunny.
Yeah, I would have done a better one than that.
What would you have done?
I would have done, I don't like it, but I would have said, Sunny and Michael say goodbye or something like
okay.
that.
Okay. Clear the air or nothing
sever
that gives
ties.
Away, nothing that gives away the ending though, but something that could just say have words.
There you go. That would work. Better than,
then you're like,
better than Willow. I know he came to see Willow, but Michael got there pretty quick and was like, what the heck are you doing? And then it was an argument. Willow just kind of stepped back out of the picture.
Tuesday is Sunny's upset at Dante's inquiry.
And I feel like that would still be like father-son turmoil or something like that. Just because it connects to Monday with Michael because Dante was doing well with not sugarcoating everything for Sunny. He was like, yeah, Michael has a right to feel the way he feels. I'm not saying that's exactly how I feel, but you can't really blame him.
Wednesday, I wrote, okay, so we're back to doing long. I guess we're just doing short headlines earlier in the week. So I didn't write it down because it was a paragraph.
Okay.
Thursday was Sasha and Gladys make a discovery. Is that really what happened there?
No.
No. They didn't make a discovery. I guess when they rolled her over?
No.
And Friday, Jocelyn arrives at General Hospital.
No. So Thursday, I would have done Sasha and Gladys on the run, which like hooks you, like, what are they running from? And then you'd be kind of disappointed because it was just the stupid paparazzi, but that would hook me. And Friday, no, Jocelyn being there was like not the height
of
all
minute.
That. Carly
Sasha
struggles
has a breakdown.
Or Carly struggles with her secret, something like that. Cause that's the whole point. I mean, Jocelyn was there because Carly was like, do I tell her? Do I not tell her? When do I tell her?
Carly's conflicted.
There you go. Something like that. You're supposed to intrigue me and make me want to watch it. Not totally. No.
Yeah.
No, those were wrong. I'm sorry.
So something we forgot to talk about last week was that Michael and Drew. So part of what Drew's business coach was telling him was, oh, hey, by the way, since you're now back from the dead, why don't you just merge these two companies together?
No.
To gain back. I appreciate Drew going to Ned and saying, here's a suggestion. Would you like to talk about it?
Right.
This is what the business coach said. Maybe all three of us can sit around and talk about this. First of all, where's Michael even come into this picture? Where's Sam? It's kind of her company.
Uh-huh.
So why is she not being consulted on this whole thing? I know that she brought on Michael to help run, but she didn't give it up, right?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. But then, now, how does Leo being a Quartermain affect ELQ shares?
Oh.
Because wouldn't that perhaps?
That would. Yeah, the whole merging of the companies was so that Valentine's shares wouldn't matter anymore.
Yeah. So if we now have a newly acquired Quartermain, Leo, and Drew said that he found out that he would be able to get back Scouts.
Right.
Shouldn't that tip the balance?
It should. It should.
So that's kind of where I'm going with that.
Right. Somebody didn't do all their math.
But do not give me any credit on doing math like that. But that was just something that I thought about because I was like, oh yeah, we didn't talk about that. And I don't blame Ned for being like, okay, you just took my son's adoption day and made it.
Turned it into a business. Yep.
But Drew didn't really even. Michael did.
Mm-hmm.
Michael was like, yeah, so this is happening. No.
No, it definitely has to be a conversation. That needs so many signatures on it. It can't just be Michael's decision or Drew's decision. Yeah.
Were you under the impression that Drew had just like made this decision?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, we need to merge them. That makes sense. We'll avoid out Valentine's. Because when Brooklyn was talking, she was like,
so you need me to help.
Well, she said, so I guess I did the whole fake pregnancy for nothing then because you were going to get this to work out anyway.
Yeah.
And that's whenever Chase was like, no, you did it for a much bigger cause. And then got all gooey like he does with her because they're so cute.
So is Michael just determined to ruin Chase's love life? He walked in there, didn't even acknowledge Chase's existence, and was like, Brooklyn, I need to talk to you.
Right. And there's no way you missed.
And then had that whole conversation.
Yeah. And there's no way you missed that they were like centimeters apart from kissing.
Right. How about you walk in, you walk out, and go, okay, bye.
Right. Or even at least acknowledge it. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
Right.
Brooklyn, when you're done.
He really didn't.
Can I speak to you?
Yeah.
And then she has the chance to say, oh no, go ahead. What's up?
Yep.
Yeah.
So do we want to stick with Michael?
Michael and Sunny?
Yeah.
I feel like we summed it up. Michael and Sunny say goodbye. Sunny tries to use Willow to get in Michael's good graces, which we should know by now is a bad, bad thing to do. Michael comes in and is like, what are you doing? That's a bad, bad thing to do. Don't use my fiance, wife, whatever she's supposed to be this week, as my like go-between. And then Sunny says, but you're my son, and that means everything. And Michael says, no, you destroyed our family for like the 400th time, and that means everything. So I thought about changing my name back to Quartermain, but instead I'm going to build it up to something that Wiley can be proud of. So when people hear the word Corinthos, they think of me and all the good things that we did and not you because you're a slime ball. And Sunny's like, all right, fine, we're done. And they say goodbye. And well, I guess they don't actually say goodbye. They walk out.
No. Sunny said goodbye.
Well, when he got outside, he didn't say it to Michael.
Yeah, that's true.
He got outside the door and said, goodbye, son, very dramatically. And
Michael didn't tell Sunny to his face that he wanted to build it something good for Wiley. Willow asked him, did you really mean that about changing your name? And he was like, yeah, I thought about it. But then because of Wiley, he wants to make it.
I thought he said all that. Because he said about changing his name to hurt Sunny. And then I thought he explained it why. Okay. But I could be wrong.
I thought he said it to hurt Sunny. And then when he was out the door, he told Willow, yeah, I was just bluffing because I want to make it into something good for Wiley to be proud of. I don't know.
So yeah, they said goodbye. And then that moves into Dante seeing Sunny at the gym and Sunny boohooing to him about Michael so mean. He doesn't want to be my kid anymore because I cheated on his mom and blew up our whole family. And Dante's like, yeah, he has a right to feel that way. You should have thought things through. What did you expect? And
although Brando was kind of like, yeah, so Michael's not handling it right either.
Right. Exactly. I like that Brando is everyone's like mental health champion.
Can we just award him best character?
Mm-hmm. I will give him my gold star. He has done everything amazing this week. I like that he doesn't sugarcoat things, but he's still nice about it. He doesn't try to draw blood. He's like, here's the facts. Deal with it appropriately. So yeah, I get everybody pretty much told Sunny the same thing. They wouldn't handle it the way that Michael is, but at the same time, you can't be shocked.
At the core of it, Michael's not
upset.
Yeah. He really is the perfect mashup of Carly, Sunny, and AJ.
Mm-hmm.
Hands down.
Yes.
Like, he is the proof that nature and nurture both have a big impact.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's AJ.
Yeah.
He's reacting quick and he, at the core, like the way that he thinks and everything,
right,
is very AJ.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm good with it. At least he's standing up for something and having a personality, and just instead of standing over in the corner like brooding about something, speak.
Yeah.
So
back to Chase and Brooklyn though.
They're so cute.
So they strategically placed all the pictures of Lila and Edward.
Yes.
And I posted it on our Instagram and everyone's like, yeah, they did that with Ned and Olivia and also Michael and Willow. I don't remember ever seeing that. I feel like Ned and Olivia, I might have,
because yes,
I feel like Ned, I remember them standing in front of the bookshelf with it over their corner, mm-hmm. over their corner,
right, over their over shoulder. Shoulder.
Yeah.
I don't remember with Michael and Willow.
I don't either. Huh. But I mean, it was front and center right. and right over the corner.
They were like,
right over the corner. Why can't I say shoulder?
They were like sandwiched in between Edward
yes,
and Lila.
It
pictures.
Was very, very, very obvious.
Yeah.
When's it going to happen?
I don't know. They need to just come on.
But Leo questioning Chase why he missed his party.
So cute. So cute. But I like that Chase, again, didn't like sugarcoat it or try to make excuses. He was mm-hmm. like, I needed to be there for another friend. And Leo, just like a kid, was like, so they're your better friend than I am?
I know.
You like them more? And he was like, no, but they needed
just a little
my
more
help.
Immediate.
More yep. at that moment. And then he said he'd still like to hear his, well, Leo said, I didn't read my poem, blah, blah, blah. And Chase was like, I would love to hear your poem. And let me give you a tip on how to read in front of a bunch of people. And he made Brooklyn stand behind him, which was so cute. And then he read he recited his poem.
Yes. And I like that they don't talk down to him. they change the way that they talk to him in a way that he understands,
yes.
but they are definitely not baby talking to him or yes. anything like that. It's like, no, he just needs things explained in a different way. And mm-hmm. it was beautifully done. Love that he busted Chase on knowing all of Brooklyn's songs.
That was cute.
And yeah, when he just talked him through the stage fright and Leo recited that entire poem from the play or whatever, was it was so good. I love it.
Good.
They did a really good job. That was,
I liked it, but I always like to get the Shannon seal of approval with this.
No, because I mean, it was really, really, really well done. Mm-hmm. And I went to Reddit for like one question, like it showed up in a Google search or whatever. So I was like, okay, now somehow I'm signed up for their emails.
Oh.
One came across saying the actor who portrays Leo is so good. And there were just so many positive, encouraging, K-Love. sorry, that's K-Love's tagline. But there were just so many positive and supportive and, you know, appreciative notes about Easton. And I loved it. It was so good.
Good.
And somebody said something about how Leo's Brooklyn acts more like a sister than Sam does. And I'm like, Brooklyn raised Leo
yes.
for the first few months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was keeping him safe from Julian.
They have a special bond.
They do.
So the next, Curtis confronted Marshall about his arrest record. I'm really curious to see where this all goes because May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And General Hospital actually posted a video about that today.
Mm.
Maurice Bernard's in it. I don't know if they're doing like a little promo, but it looks like ABC and NAMI are kind of
nice
paired up. So yay. But there is, I love the fact that Curtis can't understand why Marshall would have left then
mm-hmm.
because so much progress has been made in mental health. However, still has a lot to be.
Oh yeah.
At the time that all that happened with Marshall, like he was arrested for a protest and sent to a mental health facility.
Right.
So,
and I like that Sonny, who normally will give up the information that he knows to help a friend, was not going to disclose
yep.
that.
Yep.
And that they made the connection in case you didn't already get it, that flashed back to the bottle. Like, he knows what those meds are, and
right.
we're not going to say anything about someone's health conditions.
Yep.
So,
it's like Sonny has HIPAA,
right? She's the only one in the hospital.
Except for he doesn't work for the hospital, so
the only person in that hospital that knows what HIPAA is. But
yeah, I'm interested to see how that goes.
HIPAA makes me think of the First Amendment whenever the paparazzi guy is like, I'm protected by the First Amendment, and Brando was awesome.
You're like 20 million things away.
I'm sorry. That just like triggered that. That thought all process right, so went right along. Sorry, I just want to jump to this one little part, and then we can jump back. But yeah, the photographer is saying, I'm protected by the First Amendment. I can say whatever. And Brando, for a second, went to go after him, and then he composed himself with Michael's help a little and was like, do you know what the First Amendment actually says? Here, let me tell you. I fought for your First Amendment rights, and it is about government. Do I look like the government? Because I am not. And I will take you down and no one will find you if you do anything to my wife ever again. And I was like, yay, good job, Brando.
All right, so now you have to explain the entire lead up.
No, I don't. We're gonna ask you.
But no, we're there already, so just go.
I feel like we could have gone backwards. So the girls are having another lunch to celebrate.
At first I was like, why wasn't Sasha invited? Sasha invited.
Yes, she was invited. She's just a little late, but I thought it was funny that they were having another brunch to celebrate all the money that they're making. Like every day we just have to have a lunch to celebrate that we're millionaires. And
I was kind of on Gladys's side when she's like, why don't I get stock options?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you got a nice raise. I don't think it would kill them to give her some kind of a stock option right. as an employee benefit.
Yeah. Right. Let her buy in that. At some super low price or something, even if you don't want to give them to her. I was with her. Not a whole bunch, but.
Right. Like one share would be
nice. Here's a share.
Yeah.
Here's three shares. Maybe they don't want her to have deciding vote, though. They've seen how bad that goes in the Quartermain family. They don't want it to come down.
But if she has, right. But still.
So. But they could give her shares without giving her voting, right?
She would not have. There's no way that if they gave her, here's five shares.
Okay.
That she alone
would be the deciding factor.
Right.
Okay.
because they're publicly traded.
Right.
I think that the issue, I don't think ELQ is publicly traded. So I think that that's where all of the
issues for them come in.
Yes.
Okay. So they're having a little brunch or whatever, and the paparazzi comes and is taking pictures of Sasha, which I didn't really even understand that.
Because she's the face.
But, like, they live in Port Charles. They're out and about all the time. You're taking a picture of her eating lunch? That's ridiculous. But anyway, she got all frazzled and walked away and went to take some pills, and the photographer got some pictures of her and her pills, and then she came back to the table screaming and yelling about how he was taking pictures. And Gladys jumps up and grabs his camera and very discreetly takes out the memory card, which was great.
So I want to give Gladys an honorary. I think that her and Brando this week should share.
Okay. The Corbin family can have a shared star.
Because I think she proved herself throughout the week that she is annoying as all get out.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes, but Sasha is like her daughter now. So she will protect her.
Yep.
Yes. So they leave the Metro Court, and then the photographer realizes as they're leaving that they have taken his SD card. And so,
oh no, Gladys straight up told him.
Oh, did she say
that? No, she didn't. You're right. No. You're right. Yep.
And said, you stole my SD card. And she was like, what?
Yeah.
And so anyway, they get in the car and they're driving away, and the paparazzi guy follows them and is like flashing his high beams and whatever. And then out of nowhere jumps Harmony. I wanted to call her Melody again for a minute because I like to do that every so often. Harmony.
Those musical names get you every time.
And they hit into her, and then they get out of the car so that they can see what happened and if she's okay. And Sasha does CPR, brings her back. Good job. And paparazzi dude is still taking pictures and being obnoxious. And so he ends up going to the hospital because Sasha like barely scratched him, hit him, whatever. And then everyone ends up at the hospital because Harmony needs to be checked out. I'm not giving all the rest of the storyline because we'll get there for Friday. But that's what paparazzi dude and Brando's conversation was about. Don't take pictures of his wife.
Yep. I don't even know where to go from there.
Just jump back.
And so then we'll back get to after she hit her and she flipped her over. And then the paramedic, the one and only paramedic mm-hmm. that we have.
Mm-hmm. Just one.
And we mentioned him a few months ago.
He must be amazing if he can do everything by himself.
I know. But he thanked Sasha. He told Sasha that she saved his life. And his name, the saved actor's Harmony's name, life. Is Matthew Jain. Jane? J-A-I-N.
Jane?
Jane? Jane?
Sure.
But he is unnamed paramedic. He the one and only paramedic we have.
Dave Amy. Because they're seeing each other all the time when he's bringing patients into the hospital.
There you go.
But they're not actually working together. So we could have a whole separate storyline outside of an in-hospital romance.
Yes. I like it. I like it. I like it. I like it.
And then he can get a name.
And then Dante showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And the photographer's like, I want to sue. I want to press charges. And he's like, all right. So, you know, then Sasha has the right to counter sue.
Yep.
For you harassing and all of those things.
And he's like, never mind.
Yep. But then he calls Smoltz.
Yeah.
Do you think that Smoltz is actually going to do it? So this was really interesting because Brando and Michael were talking when Smoltz approached them.
Right, because Michael didn't know
that Sasha had hit Harmony. Michael could learn a lot from the way that Brando handled that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't necessarily always have to fly off the handle, be loud and all dramatic and everything. No,
right.
You can have your facts and just tell. Mm-hmm. Like
sometimes whispering at someone is scarier to them than yelling at them.
Yes.
There's today's tip for intimidation.
Follow Brando. Be like Brando. But seriously.
Yeah.
It's.
I don't think. So they don't
Brando's
have
more
the
mature.
Oh, absolutely.
Because he's not.
Well, like they said, he wasn't raised with all of the.
Right. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, Michael was definitely. Oh my gosh, you scratched my car. Now I'm going to go freak out over everything.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what, but Brando wasn't.
Mm-mm.
So.
Right. And that's what Brando had said to Sonny about Michael's reaction to everything. He wasn't raised like us, Sonny. He had everything handed to him. He just doesn't get it.
Yep.
So that was a good example of all of that. I don't think that Schmoltz is going to publish anything negative because he doesn't have the pictures. Gladys still has them, but I could see him running a positive story on Sasha saved Harmony's life. unless he gets the real story that Harmony is not Willow's mother, and then he's going to run that.
But is he, considering that he's doing that whole op-ed with Michael?
But that might be worth more. That's a way bigger story. And is Willow going to try to go after Nina in the same way once she finds out that Nina's her mom?
Or does everything come out in the same article and Willow's reading it and goes, wait, what?
Oh, God, I hope not. She needs to figure it out before then. But technically, no one knows that Nina is her mom. All those papers that they found just say that Willow was not her mom.
Yes.
So we don't have that information yet.
Harmony was not Willow's mom.
What'd I say?
Willow was not her mom.
Well, Willow obviously Willow is not her own was mom. Not Willow's mom. Sorry. Harmony's not Willow's mom. I hope they don't take forever, like, with all the Wiley stuff. This should not take another 6 months to find out that Nina is actually Willow's mom.
It won't, because... And so Carly went to talk to Harmony about what was going on with Nina. So here, we're back to Monday.
Poor Carly. For once, she was just trying to do, like, the right thing. She shouldn't break
into
houses.
Somebody's house.
Shouldn't break into
houses.
She has no business breaking into people's houses.
She saw the look on my face, because I'm like, no.
She didn't even let me finish my sentence before she started yelling, except for breaking into someone's house. She had good intentions.
I don't care. If I go to your house and see Ryan's car, I don't go, that's Ryan's car. I'm just going to go in the house. No.
I mean, if you feel like you have cause, you know the code, just go on it.
I know your code.
You should know my code. I'll tell you off there.
Is it my birthday?
Yes, exactly.
But no, it's, and then Harmony offered to get her a drink of water, but went upstairs.
Right. I have to get my phone. I'm so rude. I haven't offered you anything to drink. But you know what's more important than that?
Getting my phone first. Like, that's not suspicious. And Carly, of course, finds the one tiny piece of paper.
No. Before that, she
one piece of paper that was in the...
Right. Harmony should have done a better job. If I'm burning some evidence, I'm making sure I have every last page pulled out
of my
folder.
Didn't somebody say you should start the fire first?
Yes.
Someone said that on the show. And I was like, thank you. We said the same thing.
Yes. And I would have just burned the whole folder.
Yeah, but I don't know if that has like, if it has like a wax coating or something on it.
Maybe.
It could potentially damage the fireplace. So at least somewhat thanks for looking out for someone else's property, even though you killed their fiance or killed their boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
At least you didn't kill their fireplace.
Mm-hmm. Except for...
Kudos, Harmony.
Except for then she turned around and was trying to kill Alexis too, so wouldn't matter.
Right. So Alexis is temporary recast.
Oh, that was hard.
Why?
That was hard. Nothing against the actress that is temporarily portraying the character.
I thought I wrote down her name. I'm sorry, I don't.
But we're right at the heart of all of this coming out, and it's not Alexis.
It's the same thing with Taggart.
Yeah.
When it was discovered that he was Trina's dad.
Yeah.
And when she was rescued.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our Taggart rescued her from the hostage situation, right?
When Trina found out that he was still alive.
Yes.
That's what the other Taggart got to play.
Yes. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. We took
the role
a million years to find out that Wiley was Michael's. We could put a pin in. And I'm sorry, Harmony just got interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, really interesting.
Right.
In her own right, she just got interesting. Are we really going to wrap her up in under a month?
It makes me sad.
You know, this would be one that I would be kind of okay with, not necessarily dragging out, but you're right. They could have dragged it out a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm. She could have just locked Carly in a car and drove it somewhere else.
I thought she was going to use the rock to put it on the gas pedal to have her drive off the cliff.
She did. She was.
Oh, was it? I thought.
No, it showed it. She still had the car in park.
Okay.
She just had the car in park maybe she didn't have the car in park, but she had the rock on the brake and she was going to move Carly to the front seat and then take the rock off so that it would go forward. And that's when she heard Alexis.
Yes.
And
yes.
So she was like, blah, blah, blah. But the rock was in the car on the pedals.
You can always tell the days that I am more listening than watching.
That's okay.
And I try and I rewind and then it just doesn't.
That's okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that was just happened to be a second rock that was there that she was going to bash.
Oh my gosh. There's more than one rock.
More than one rock.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
They went over budget.
She was actually going to bash Alexis in the head with the other one. I'm not buying that. Mm. Like, that's, yes, she's gone off the deep end, but I don't feel like.
If you have that much of a mental break and you've already killed so many people, what's two more?
No. I was totally buying that she was going to kill Carly. We all know that that was not going to happen.
Right, Carly can't die. But attempt it, sure.
I don't know. If she had still been drunk, perhaps.
I figure she knew that Alexis was going to tell everyone. Like, they're not that good of friends that Alexis is not going to say anything.
Yeah, that's true.
And she rambled way too much because she admitted to killing Neil and his brother. So, yeah.
Who says you can't learn things from cartoons? It always goes back to The Incredibles.
Oh, my. So, yeah. But Alexis is smart to, like, run away and then come back and open up the trunk to try to get Carly out.
Yeah.
Thinking. I thought Carly was going to open it when she was, like, moving herself. Yeah. I thought she was going to open it and, like, fall out.
Well, because there are, supposedly, I need to find them in my car. They're supposed to be, like, internal.
There is, absolutely.
So that if you should be... Mm-hmm. Here's your other tip for the week.
Yes, if you get locked in your trunk, there is a release button to hit the trunk from inside.
Find it.
I know exactly where mine is, but I don't know on an SUV exactly where it would be located.
Well, it is pouring down rain right now, or
you're
else
not
we
gonna
could
run out there.
No.
And do yours? Come
no.
on.
No. Nope.
What's up with the missing research here, Shannon? Run.
I don't know. I should have been testing out my emergency exits this week. Oh, and then of course I had my technical questions of, were they actually still using the green screen? If so, it was used much better than it had been with Brendan and Harmony. But then I'm like, so why was it used with them? Were they even in this? I don't know. Were they even together? Were they acting towards somebody else opposite each other? These are the things that I need to know. Like, why were you using the green screen when it very clearly was able to be done correctly with Carly, Harmony, and Alexis.
I don't know. I wanted Carly to open the back, fall out, and that, like, shake the car enough that the rock rolled off the brake and the car go crashing down.
And then she thought that Carly was gone, and then Carly comes out from the woods and is like, ha ha, I'm still here.
Here I am.
As she was hovering over Alexis, and then she knocks out Harmony. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That would have been good.
Sorry.
That's okay. Better than a car wreck.
But wait, so back to what you said, that Harmony admitted that why she was going to kill Neil.
Yeah.
Not buying the fact that he was going to tell Willow.
No. No.
Willow was not in danger. Willow had left
and
on her own
mad
accord.
That he lost his license.
Right.
He was not going to do more to go against
right
his oath.
No. Mm-mm. He lied for Alexis, and that cost him his license. Willow was a grown woman.
Right.
Had left the cult on her own, had done some recovery on her own. She was not in danger. There was no reason. No.
Right. If she was still in the cult and he thought somehow that was going to help her move along from the cult, maybe. But I don't even think then. I feel like he was holding to his patient confidentiality.
Yeah, I agree. So I was not having that.
No. And I feel like he would have kept the Harmony file to make sure that no other therapist or law enforcement got a hold of it. So why would he save that to protect you and then turn around and tell everyone?
And that's really the only client file that he kept
right
in a safe.
Exactly.
Somehow got handed to his brother.
Exactly.
The man was doing research on cults. And you're telling me that he didn't have like an entire cult file of all the different types of cults and all the different, you know,
yeah,
things. Everyone's different, all the different ways that they're working. I could have seen Neil writing a book.
Mm-hmm.
And this would have been maybe part of his research.
Mm-hmm.
And if Brandon had been, Brendan, gone through and been like, this name just
keeps
like,
coming up. Yeah.
Or it just sounded familiar, you know, then.
Right. But he wouldn't use the real names in the book.
Oh, and then Alexis could have published the book.
Oh, that would have been nice as a tribute
and
to him.
Yes.
And his
daughter. They could have won awards, and Willow could have written the foreword.
That would have been nice.
And Christina could have come back, being that this whole thing is her storyline.
Yes. Yes.
And said about how Neil saved her life.
Mm-hmm. That would have been very nice.
That would have been awesome.
You should write that book.
Dear writers of General Hospital, please write this book. So I guess we could go to Diane talking with Alexis about printing Smoltz's story when Alexis was like, eh, I don't know, should we be doing this? And Diane's like, yeah.
Yeah, please do it.
And then Nina straight up said she will not talk to Smoltz.
Right. So why is he showing up at her house?
No.
She already said no.
And then Sasha went on the defense. like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's, I'm not saying that Nina should just open her door and welcome in, him in for a cup of coffee and have that conversation. Get an attorney, have a proper interview, maybe get some
guidelines.
You're right.
You can't ask about this. You can't ask about this kind of thing. Like, every celebrity that does any type of interview has those guidelines. We even go over it whenever we're talking to people. We're not going to ask you this, this, and this because we don't want a gotcha moment.
Right.
It's supposed to be a fun, enjoyable conversation.
Right. And yeah, he wants info, but he wants her side of it.
Exactly.
So guess what's going to get printed? Everything else.
Yeah.
Ooh, Sasha turning it on Nina, though, that, oh, suddenly you're okay with the way that Sonny does his work?
No, you're getting me into Nina, and I don't want to go there. I just wanted to punch the TV. This is the first time I've admitted out loud that I want to be with him. Sleeping with him wasn't admitting that you wanted to be with him. Asking him or making statements like, I don't know how your wife handled this, but I'd be so much better, isn't stating that you want to be with him.
Yeah.
Shut up. I don't like you. I'm so over her.
And then she talked to Brando about grief and everything. And I mean, she definitely has experience with exactly what Sasha is going through.
I will give her the credit that I believe she is honestly looking out for Sasha and cares about her. But that's about the only nice thing I can say about that woman.
I agree. I just thought it was weird that she invited Brando over.
I don't know. She knows no boundaries, so.
There is that. Oh, but Lucy was meeting with Brando, trying to help them find the house.
And he was like, I'm going to do all the legwork, and then she's just going to, like, pick from my final findings. That was cute.
That was.
And I like that they said, why are you still being a real estate agent when you're loaded? And Lucy was like, I just like it. Blah, blah, blah. She reminded me of you. It's cute.
Because I was like, I get that. Yeah. I know I haven't been doing it that long, but
no, I feel like even if you came into a substantial amount of money, you would still do it.
Heck yeah.
So that was cute.
I'd hire an assistant. but I would still do it, yes.
I liked that they let Lucy explain to Elizabeth and them, like, where she was coming from. She was not trying... that he never said anything. Aiden never said anything about Franco. And so she was
right.
Not
as soon as she heard that he was asking about Franco, she's like, yeah, no, that's not. He overheard me saying something. I was explaining what he heard.
But
yeah,
exactly.
But Finn, they don't use Michael Easton correctly.
Mm-mm.
I'm sorry.
No.
He is so funny.
Yeah. Even when he takes a stand, they don't let him follow that through. Like, he yelled at Lucy, and then he was like, oh, I'm sorry. And it was like, that scene was too quick. And then all of a sudden, he's at the nail salon with Violet.
Oh.
I don't know how that happened, but it was adorable.
Oh, my goodness.
And Ava was
gracious.
Adorable.
That whole... I don't think that we've really seen Finn and Ava. We saw Finn or Silas and Ava.
I wish that Avery would have been there, though.
Yes.
So that the girls could
have Oh, that would have been so nice.
Like, Violet needs some friends.
And Violet and her could have been discussing...
like, what prints to get on their nails
yes.
and stuff. Or Avery could have been like, yeah, my mommy lets me get a pedicure. They do this to your pinkies and blah, blah,
yes!
blah.
Yes! And that's cute. Where... although, Ava's face, when she's like, oops, sorry. I just kind of let it slip about pedicures and...
And he even got his nails painted an actual color. I thought he was just going to do...
Yeah, no, he went with some
clear polish, but nope.
Okay. But he said the color was lavender. And I'm right. Didn't mm-hmm. he say lavender? Missed opportunity to use
violet.
Yeah.
He should have said, I picked violet because I love violets.
Yes. So I went to a baby shower yesterday and her baby's name is going to be Violet. And
oh.
it was really cute. It was... there was so much purple. Well, purple's... okay, so Violet is different than...
right.
That's a whole technicality, but in the general consensus, it's the same.
Yes.
Which I love it all. So I was very happy with her baby shower also. But my favorite thing was Finn saying that the supernatural is not real, considering that he played a possessed priest vampire that Lucy tried to kill.
I wondered if, when they weren't taping, she was like, how are you even going to say this line with a straight face when you're the vampire I was trying to kill?
Right. But then Lucy was implying, so Liz is staying at the Metro Court,
mm-hmm.
and I am pretty sure that Lucy was trying to imply that Franco is in Liz.
Oh, you think?
That it was, because she was like, well, maybe Franco hasn't left you. Maybe not like she's possessed or anything by Franco's spirit, but I think that she was definitely implying like, yeah, it might be internal here.
Oh,
internal-ish.
Right.
However that is going to look.
I liked the idea of having someone come and check out the house, though. Like, if you're going to believe that a ghost could be in your house, then you need to believe the next step that someone could come cleanse that ghost out.
And wasn't there just somebody on the show that was a medium?
Mm-hmm.
Why and who was it?
I don't know, but yes.
Weren't they on the Haunted Star? Were they on the Haunted Star? I feel so. Like that's the vision. Like,
that's the picture in your
was
head.
Was she blonde?
I don't know. She was blonde, but she was like older. Somebody had gone to her. Crap.
I don't know.
But yes.
Okay. So we have someone out there that does this stuff, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I loved Trina. I always loved Trina, but I loved Trina whenever Spencer came out and was kind of laughing at the officer for not knowing about shading and whatever. Mm-hmm. And she was like, well, if anyone knows about shady, it would be you. And I was like, that was so funny.
This Trina, she's making it her own because she's a little bit more
attitude-y.
Assertive?
Sure.
But I don't feel like
she's got a little more spunk to her.
Sass?
Sure.
Because Sydney Michaela held her own.
Oh, absolutely. Like,
she did not, she was not a pushover. She was not, I don't know, there's just something.
I feel like it's more attitude-y, even though that's not a word.
It is now.
So.
Next year for Merriam-Webster's dictionary, attitude-y. If bootylicious is in the dictionary
right,
now,
then attitude-y should be. That's right.
Jinx. But anyway, yeah.
Like that. And then,
I liked that Rory was trying to learn, though, and he's so cute with the...
And she's like, I guess I can get you something to drink, since you did give me a soda.
Yeah.
And then brought him some water. That was cute.
Do you think... So Trina also overheard Esme and Spencer fighting, and for a second, he was... He did a really good job backpedaling. He knows exactly how to play Esme.
He did.
But do you think that Trina picked up on that? I think she's very intuitive.
Intuitive. Yes. I don't know. See, if I was her, I would be thrown off because whenever Trina said to him, she's your, Esme is your soulmate and she's crazy. And he was like, no.
Love of his life.
Yes. There you go. And she's crazy. And he said, no, she's not. He didn't like pick a side there enough for her to feel confident in it, because then Esme walked in and kind of spoiled it. So I don't know. I would feel like, is she the love of your life? And so your backpedaling wasn't backpedaling. It was honesty, or the other way. I don't know.
I couldn't read her expressions.
Yeah.
Because at first it looked like she was like, okay, he's totally playing her.
Right.
I don't know.
We'll have to see how that plays out. I want her, Esme, to get a room above Kelly's, though.
Right. What is Nicholas doing?
I don't know.
First of all, super hot. Mm-hmm. Welcome home, honey. Open the doors without even turning around. And like,
yeah.
Boom.
Here you go.
And then, oh, by the way, I said she could still.
Exactly.
And Ava's right. She does get some kind of funds.
Yeah.
She might not get all.
Right. She may actually access. Have to work for some money. But I bet her she basic gets like
$1,000 a month, and I'm sure that she'd be fine.
That's what I'm thinking. That's enough to pay, again, living above Kelly's, that's enough to pay for your rent and for your basic food. If you need a designer outfit every other day, then sure, you need to go get a job.
Right.
So.
Probably should get a job no matter what, but.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And she's not taking classes, right?
No.
She was just there.
She was auditing that one class. Yeah.
Okay. So.
I cannot talk today.
That's okay. So she is working, volunteering, whatever at Shady Brook, or not Shady Brook. What the heck is it?
Rich?
I don't know. I totally lost my mind. Where Ryan is. She's volunteering.
Spring Ridge.
Thank you. Sorry. I'm like. That's not the right word. I know it's not, but I can't remember what I'm trying to say. Apparently, you're not being able to talk is contagious because my brain
really
is like,
tired.
Anyway.
And this is just not working.
So, yeah, she could definitely do something else with her time to earn some more money if she needs it.
Yes.
And I liked Ava being like, no, husband, you're very hot and this is very romantic, but I cannot hook up with you because that does not solve anything. We need to fix our problems, not just go back to the physical stuff. And he's like, but I really think this would help. So I like their interaction together.
Yeah.
But yeah, Esme cannot stay there any longer. I liked Ava's, we could just pack her things and put it on the boat. And when she gets to the dock to get on the shuttle, her stuff will already be there.
Exactly. They could even just rent her a room.
Mm-hmm.
You really want to help her, then rent her a room.
Right.
Pay her rent above Kelly's.
Mm-hmm. Right. She doesn't have to stay at the Metro Court. You can stay at Kelly's. Plenty of people have.
He's already offered to put her up above Kelly's. Yeah, and now that Sunny's
said she's safe.
Yeah.
Exactly. I liked the grin on Laura's face.
Maybe get a bodyguard for her if you're really that concerned.
Right. But I don't think you should be, because Laura came and I loved the expression on her face of, I talked to Sunny. He's not going to touch you. You can now go back to the mainland and not have to stay here.
Yep.
And whenever she hugged her, Laura's like, okay, please get off me.
Like, no, this is not going to be long term.
Yeah.
You can go now.
Mm-hmm.
The only other thing I have is that Portia's not happy with how Curtis got his info and for him keeping her out of the dark or in the dark.
Yeah, but I mean, I understand she has issues. She even said, I dealt with this crap with Taggart and I'm not going to do it again.
Right.
Okay, I get that. But I feel like if he makes a habit of it, this is kind of really important information.
Yeah.
To him. So, yeah. And then the rest of what I have is just back to Fridays of Willow goes to see Harmony and we don't know if she's going to make it.
Sasha told her, though.
Sasha told her. But I like.
That was so good.
I loved that Willow was like, can I ask you a question? Yes. Did she throw herself in front of your car?
Yes.
She was not blaming Sasha at all, and has definitely occurred to her that her mom is not acting right. And
but it's totally going to come out that Sasha was under the influence.
Yes.
Which stinks. We don't even know what she's taking yet. Well, that's the other thing. We don't know what she's taking. Granted, it is not prescription. We are pretty darn sure about that one.
Right.
But could she be abusing a prescription?
I would love that twist if it was prescription. I would love that twist. For everyone to think, oh, she's back to her drugs, and it be, no, she tried the illegal drugs again and realized she didn't want to go down that path. And something that we didn't see was she went to the doctor and talked about depression and got put on actual meds.
For her anxiety.
Yeah. That would be a fun twist.
Got put like on bus bar or something that
something, yeah.
Take when you're in a panic mode.
Right.
I did not like that.
No. But I would like if it came out that way, because no one's expecting.
No, I meant I didn't like that medication.
Oh,
I'm I took like, it. I was like, no, meant, it did like not work it. For me.
I thought you meant, no, I didn't like that she was like in a panic with her meds. And I thought, no, that'll be the twist.
Well, there's certain anti-anxiety medication that you can take at the onset that you don't have to take necessarily
every day or.
Right. And you probably do. But it's like if you know that you're going to be going into.
You can take like a second dose or something. Yeah.
So
no, I would love that. And it would be
nice.
It would be even more fun if it was Gladys who looks at the pictures and recognizes, like can zoom in and see one of the pills is marked with whatever. And then goes to Brando and is like, listen, she's on meds, but it's not what you think. You need to talk to her about maybe therapy on top of this or blah, 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 blah.
Or
that could be the
take
story.
Away the shame.
Yeah. That could
behind
be
the fact that she
said it's Mental Health Month. Maybe that could be it. Schmaltz redeems himself by instead writing a story about not
being
ashamed.
We need to take mental health seriously.
Yeah.
And that this poor woman lost her baby and feels the need that she has to be perfect.
Right. She's hiding the fact that she's getting help for dealing with the loss of her child. We should not make this a secret. It should be something everyone can talk about.
Yeah.
I would like that.
I thought it was going to be Marshall, though. I was going to like that.
I don't think Marshall will be in the news though.
No, but I thought that the mental health story was going to be him and Curtis bonding over the stereotype of, first of all, men. Because
I mean, they could do both
because guess what,
everyone has different mental health issues,
yeah,
stemming from different things,
and it can happen to anyone, any gender, any
age,
race, any religion,
yeah,
anything.
Yeah.
And it's the not talking about it and the shame around it that keeps it an issue.
Exactly.
So
well, that's how I'd like that story. Like, I just wrapped it up in a perfect little bow. That's how I would like it to go. And then the only other stuff that I have, well, I have Gladys suspicious. I don't know why my phone autocorrects Gladys to Gladdy all the time. And now that's how
I thought
talk
you said Gladiolas.
And
I'm like, you don't like, guard it.
Gladys suspicious. I'm like, that's to say Gladys, but my phone corrects it to Gladdy. Anyway, and that she's taking the hard drive or the SD card home to look at the pictures.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm hoping that she's going to zoom in and see that it's a prescription med that Sasha is not
a hard
abusing.
Name to say.
And then the only other thing that I have is Carly explains, because she was on her way to.
Oh, yeah. She confided in Joss about all of this.
Yeah.
And Joss is like, yeah, I'd want to know.
Right, right.
Would you?
No.
All of that at once?
Nope.
I mean, they do have a good point with the, is there going to be a good time? But at the same time, that's a lot.
Yeah.
To handle at one time.
Right. Wait till we know what's going to happen with Harmony. But I guess at the same time, if Harmony dies, that'll be something I feel like she doesn't need to know, but at the same time, that also means that there's a mother out there that Willow could be looking for because she's not going to know that it's Nina.
I don't know.
We shall see.
I don't know.
That was all I had.
That's pretty much all I had. Yeah. So what's your
do-do-do reality check?
Not a fun one. Megan has been getting nosebleeds since last Monday, and I thought, like, my mom and my niece and other members of my family always get nosebleeds whenever the season changes.
I was just thinking, I'm like, well, the weather's been real crazy. We had 82 degrees and 32
right.
degrees back to back.
Exactly. So I never think anything of nosebleeds, yeah. especially during the season changing, because that's something that yeah. has happened in my family forever. And she goes to school and she comes home and she's like, oh, my nose is bleeding at school again today. I'm like, okay, whatever. Regular nosebleed. You stopped it. It's fine. So we get to Wednesday and the nurse calls and she's like, Megan's been in my office on and off all week. Today she's here already. It was like 9 in the morning, not even 9 because I hadn't dropped Madeline off yet. And Megan has been down here for the past hour and a half with a nosebleed that I can't get to stop. So you need to come pick her up right now. And she needs to be seen because this can be like a major issue, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, now I feel like the worst mom in the world because the nurse
is
calling me.
It's a nosebleed. No.
Worst mom in the world. 3 days of nosebleeds and I've done nothing. So,
you have family history explaining why you're fine.
Just feel very, very, that mom guilt that creeps in. So I called the pediatrician and I was like, hey, does she need to come see you? Does she need to go to an ENT? Like, what do I do? Blah, blah, blah. And they reply back and they're like, any nosebleed longer than 10 minutes, you have to go to the ER. And I'm like, okay.
Are you serious?
Yes. A nosebleed longer than 10 minutes, you should go to the ER. So Megan's having these ones that are lasting like 40 minutes is average. So we go to the ER, wait in line for like an hour to even get registered because we went to Children's. They see us. The one doctor is the one resident is like, okay, we're going to soak a cotton ball in medicine. If that doesn't work, we're going to cauterize it. If that doesn't work, they have this balloon thing that they jam up there and inflate and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yes,
why?
We're going to get the, it creates pressure. The balloon creates pressure to, okay. to stop the bleeding. Anyway, it's
sorry,
like,
we're getting our medical degrees today, guys. Yes. Sorry.
So I'm like, great. Like, they're going to fix it. This is perfect. And then in walks like the doctor, and she looks at it and she's like, no, because Megan can't ever have anything normal wrong with her. That was wrong with her, and the resident had told me this, she has two tears in her nose, one that's down here, but the other one's like way up close to your nasal, like the bridge. And so after she looks at it, she's like, the one that's way up high is too close to like where everything connects. So they can't cauterize it because they're afraid that they'll perforate whatever the barrier is back then and cause her back there and cause her all kind of major problems. So she needs to see an ENT, and the
which
ENT
you had asked about originally,
right?
So,
and the ENT calls the next day to schedule this emergency appointment and schedules it for May 24th. And I'm like,
that is a month away.
Yeah. So I called a different ENT that I had used when Matt and Em needed their tonsils out. That's like an hour away from us that I was super happy with, and they are able to squeeze her in tomorrow. So
good.
Going to find out. But yeah, I was that whole frustration of I feel like a bad mom, and then I take her where I'm supposed to take her, and then they're like, yeah, no, we can't really help you anyway. And yeah, Megan's
the fact that they
still having those
that
bleeds.
It was the fact that they were willing to wait until May 24th, you need to just remove that whole 3 days of nosebleed when your family has a history of it. So I feel bad.
Yeah.
That needs to go out the window.
Yeah.
Because I know we don't like at all whenever, but
yeah,
a month.
Mm-hmm. They gave like ideas because the reason that her nose got the tears in it is because of allergies and the seasons changing or whatever. Just like any other skin, it can dry out and then rip if it is not well moisturized enough. So they're like, do some saline drops. There's a special gel that I never knew existed before that is a saline gel that you can put in there. And
I've just always thought nothing's supposed to go up there. So I would not have thought.
Yeah. To keep it moist and to run a humidifier.
Is your nose moist?
And right. Like, I just don't need to ask my kid these questions. So I guess they wanted her to try these measures to see if that would control it first, which I can understand. Like in this case, we've done it since Thursday to today, and her nose is still, I think she had 12 nosebleeds yesterday. So we're going to the doctor tomorrow, and hopefully it will be something easy peasy that they can fix and feel confident in the way they fix it. But yeah, like never knew that nosebleeds could be something. So whatever. And Megan, not that I have my medical degree, but Megan thinks that, because I don't, everyone else has to be smarter. So she's calling her dad because he's an EMT. She's calling her stepmom because she's a nurse. She's calling our friend that's an EMT. And I'm like, none of them can do anything for you. Please stop making me look incompetent.
I can understand her asking a nurse and an EMT, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
but I just don't like the question because then everyone comes back to me and is like, were you doing this? Are you doing this? I'm like, I'm doing everything that the ENT told me to do.
Right.
So anyway, update on Megan next week.
She was asking them after you had already gone.
Yes.
Okay. I thought you meant before. And I'm like, no, I kind of.
No, she was asking.
Only them. Because I asked our friend a lot of stuff
right,
too.
And right. I'm like, no. After I had already got instructions from the doctor.
Yeah. So she still had a doctor. No.
And so people are then trying to give suggestions. And I'm like, I appreciate your expertise. And I will try anything because obviously 12 nosebleeds is not normal. But.
And one of them could have a solution that, oh, yeah, I saw this work with someone one time that wasn't on it. But.
Yeah. It's that fine line of don't question me, but sure, if you have good advice, I will take that advice.
Yeah. So,
anyway, update next week on if Megan's nose fell off or not. What's going on?
Oh my gosh.
So what's your reality?
My week was totally messed up.
Oh.
Started Monday with my daughter's IEP meeting, to which we were prepared to talk about the fact that next year she was moving into the adult education program. Mm-hmm. However, found out that they want her to walk in graduation.
Yay!
In a month.
I'm so excited.
But that has me scrambling wasn't planning on throwing a party this year. When my son graduated from high school, he got to pick family vacation, which we had been planning for. Like, we didn't have a place pick for a while, but like, it was a thing. We're going to go do a vacation before you go to college. You know, because we're not a family that goes on vacations every summer. But
so I feel like that can be the special part for that. You throw the party now for graduation, but she gets to pick the vacation.
Well, that was the first thing. She goes, oh, and a vacation?
Actually, done.
I was like, yeah, so here, I'm like, we can't plan vacation right now.
Right.
And still, so yes, so happy. However, I mean, this was all done like in an hour and a half. And I'm sitting there like, wait a second.
Right. Slow down.
So that's going to happen. I was able to find the place that we had my son's graduation party, had one Saturday available left in July.
Awesome.
They had either July 2nd or July 23rd.
Perfect.
I was like, we'll do the 23rd. But now my husband's brother and his family booked their timeshare for that weekend.
Yeah.
And I was like, listen,
you can't accommodate everybody.
I was like, I had a feeling that was your weekend because historically so.
Right. But you're still going to have a better turnout then than you would the second because everyone's away for the 4th of July.
Well, and that's what I was thinking. Or we could have found a place for August 13th. And I'm like, I understand some people go into August, but
no,
there's also kids moving back to college that early too. So we're going to do that. And then my son turned 20 on Wednesday and we weren't supposed to be going up because he comes home from school next weekend.
Raise your hand if you knew Shannon was going to end up going to see her son on his birthday.
If I had things, the schedule wound up working that I didn't have anything going on that day. My husband was able to take the day from work and my daughter, she never misses school. So
right,
kept her home. And that's actually more of why, because she saw it on the calendar and it occurred to me, I know that I have missed his birthday, but he's always been with his dad.
Right.
On the weekends that happened. And I've been fine with that. And I'm like, I understand he's not going to be with any family. So that's kind of been bugging me. But at the same time, I was in Massachusetts for my 18th birthday. But then I went to see my grandparents.
Yeah.
For my birthday. But she was kind of having a little, you could tell like it was just bugging her.
Yeah.
So we decided to go up and surprise him. We took him to lunch and made it home just in time to take her to work. And oh, well, that's the other thing about, so the reason why they want her to walk is because she is moving into that adult program. However, they are going to get her set up with a job coach. And so she's going to alternate between going to school part-time and having a part-time job with a job coach at one of our local businesses.
That's awesome.
So in addition to the little place that she works at now, like she's going to get. And so that's why it kind of all had to happen the way that it is.
Yeah.
Still. So we got her back in time for work Wednesday, whatever. Then Wednesday night, my husband had to check his email. And for whatever reason, when he opened his computer, his work email was still up. And my husband works for school and he runs like their website and everything. An email had come through the website that there was a shooting threat.
Oh, wow.
Like it was an anonymous tip for a potential shooting. So he's calling the CEO
Right.
Like off to,
yeah,
get a hold of him. So they wound up not having school on Thursdays. And I'm like, thank God.
Right, right.
Because I was not handling that well. Mm-hmm. Then we find out Thursday that his old boss passed away.
Oh my gosh.
So it has been just like a weird week. She hasn't been with the company, the school for like 2 years. She left shortly after COVID happened, actually. She's had some health issues, but they just talked like a month ago and just catching up, you know? So we didn't know anything was necessarily wrong. So, and then I had a baby shower yesterday and that was nice. So it's
full really, ups and downs for you this week.
It's really been like a complete roller coaster. A couple corkscrews in there. But yeah, so it's been all over the place. Remember those weeks that I don't have anything?
Yeah.
And the one week that I have like everything loaded up into it. Mm-hmm. That's it. But yeah, so join us on Thursday. Amanda, you kind of alluded to it earlier when you said
I was whining about watching 200 videos all about the Asian Quarter.
So we're going to be talking about the Asian Quarter finally. And I have a lot of thoughts about current storyline and how it's being brought in and not happy about it, actually, a little bit.
Okay.
There's a couple things I feel like they're missing. So join us on Thursday as we not sure if start, finish, or just start talking about the Asian Quarter.
We never know.
We don't know. Who are we kidding? So
have a good week.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect. So if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at peer54podcast@gmail.com.